हरि ओम तत्सत श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदाशिवसमारंभाम् व्यासशंकरमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वंदे गुरुपरंपराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ As I said in the last class, we have to briefly make a note of what is Sambandha Bhashyam. And we have just started seeing also already. Now we also understood what it means by saying Sambandha. So even though Karmakandis think that Karma, Veda Shastram, the Veda's main aim is to make people perform rituals and enjoy the benefits of the rituals. This is their very strong view. But Adishankara Bhagavatpada makes it very clear. You know, Veda's main aim is to help a person discover the moksha. And the discovery of moksha is actually discovery of the very reality for which the end portion of the Veda serves as a means of knowledge. There again, definitely it doesn't happen overnight. One has to go through the discipline of Shravana, followed by Manana, and finally Nididhyasanam. Thus going through these three steps alone is called a discipline of, going through the discipline of Jnana Yoga. Each discipline serves its own purpose. So Shravanam helps one resolve the ignorance. Then Mananam helps one resolve the doubts. Finally, Nididhyasanam helps one resolve the habit-caused error and to assimilate the teaching. So Shravanam is for Ajnana Nivritti. Mananam is for Samshaya Nivritti. And Nididhyasanam is for Viparyaya Nivrittihi. And this is only, and this discipline of Jnana Yoga is only pertaining to the Jnana Kanda. But the entire Veda Shastram also should not be rejected as something useless. Definitely, it serves the purpose. And what Shankara Bhagavatpada makes it very clear, it is not just only the rituals, performance of rituals and practice of meditation alone. So karma implies also performance of one's duties. Because only Brahmana is eligible to perform rituals. What about people of other communities? What about Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras? Therefore all of them have to become prepared for Jnanam. Moksha is not only for Brahmanas. Jnanam is not only for Brahmanas, it is for the entire humanity. So Jnanam and Moksha are universal ends. Therefore, every human being needs to become qualified, prepared for this Jnanam. So for that, definitely this karma kanda definitely serves as a preparatory discipline. That is why between karma kandaha and jnana kandaha, there is sadhana sadhya sambandha, upakaraka upakariya sambandha, upaya upaya sambandha, upaya upaya sambandha, upakaraka upakariya sambandha, sadhana sadhya sambandha between karma yogaha, karma kanda and the jnana kanda. So karma kandaha is not simply performance of rituals, as I said. Even every individual is supposed to know one's varna ashrama dharmas, one's own duties, and one has to do one's duties properly. That is how one works for one's own growth, at the same time being contributive for the social needs. So every human being has the responsibility of contributing for the social needs, and which in turn contributes for one's own emotional and intellectual growth, which is a spiritual development. Therefore, the duties are very important. At the same time, one should not get stuck with rituals, meditation, and this karma alone. One must definitely make it, one should be very sure, very clear, that the ultimate goal is moksha and jnanam, for which this is only a preparatory discipline. So karma yoga, this karma kanda also consists of many facts which are not understood, which cannot be understood through any other means. Therefore, the entire Veda Shastram is pramanam. It consists of two shastrams. One shastram, because they both shastrams have two different anubandha chatushtayam, which means for both shastrams, karma kanda and jnana kanda, for both adhikaris are different, the eligible candidates are different, then subject matter is different, and the sambandha also becomes different, and also the prayojanam also is different. It's called anubandha chatushtaya bhedaha. There's difference between karma kanda and jnana kanda in terms of anubandha chatushtaya bhedaha. There is difference. The four factors involved in any text are known as anubandha chatushtayam. Anubandaha. So karma kandaha serves as a sadhanam and jnana kanda becomes a sadhyam, because it is a prepares and that is the prepared. Then later on, jnana kanda becomes the sadhanam, sadhyam becomes the jnanam. Then jnanam becomes the sadhanam, moksha becomes the sadhyam. Like that, every discipline serves its own purpose. Therefore, these karma kandis should not be closed in stating my Veda is meant only for performing rituals. And they should not mistake that all the statements of facts revealing the essential oneness of the reality should not be taken to be useless statements. Karmakandis do say that they're all unwanted. They do not even care, because those sentences for them, even if you say they reveal facts, so what? What do we benefit out of it? Because moksha is something which is not something tangible. It is something different. Therefore, for them, something gross and tangible available for enjoyment, like pleasures, artha, kamas. So karmakandis who value only artha kamas, they think Veda is meant for karma, only for karma. This is their argument, and Shankara Bhagavatpada refutes it also, that we will see later on in his commentary upon the mantras also. This is some information I wanted to give. Now, we move on to the next important topic is the Shanti Pataha. Today, let us see the Shanti Pataha first. And I request all of you, having come to the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad class, and you should not chant Purnamada. Purnama, Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purnat. The whole Jagat, everywhere we hear people chanting Purnat is wrong. Therefore, please make it a point. I think already it is there on the website. I make it, see that all these swaras are anudatta, udatta, anudatta, udatta, and it's no swaritam at all. Definitely, Purnamadaha is an important mantra. Even though it is said to be Shanti Pataha of Shukla Yajurveda, it is not like other Shanti Patas. So all other Shanti Patas consists of prayer. Of course, any Shanti Pataha is specifically done for the removal of Tapatrayam, removal of the three obstacles arising from three different sources. That's why Tapatraya Nivrutyartam Shanti Pataha. That we know very well. Having done many Upanishads, why is the Shanti Pataha, the peace invocation, benedictory mantra, why is it done? We all know very well. Adhyatmika Tapaha, Adibhautika Tapaha, Adi Daivika Tapaha. So for the removal of all forms of obstacles arising from three different sources, known as Tapatrayam, this Shanti Patha is done, that we know very well. So everywhere, in any Shanti Patha belonging to Yajurveda, Krishna Yajurveda, or Samaveda, or Atharva Veda, we have done many mantras. In all those mantras, we can see this as intense, fervent prayer for physical, emotional well-being and obstacle-free pursuit. It's a common prayer. In everywhere, we pray for what? Physical well-being, emotional well-being and obstacle-free study. That is very important. But this is the only Shanti Pataha. There is no such a thing called specific prayer for physical well-being or emotional well-being. Instead, the whole Shanti Pata is a big Shastram. Okay? The essence of the Shastram is presented in the Shanti Pataha. And this is a statement of fact. It's a one long statement of fact which presents the essence of the Vedantic teaching. Very different, unique Shanti Pataha. There's no prayer here. It's a culmination of the prayer. But still nice. So how, let us chant once before we enter into the meaning of the, seeing the meanings of this Shanti Pataha. Already this meaning of the Shanti Pataha is elaborately done. It is available. If you listen to Ishavasya Upanishad classes, which are there uploaded on our website, you can get the meaning of this Ishavasya Shanti Pataha already. It is there, available. So, Om Purna Madhav Purna Medam Purnat Purnat. That's all. Very simple. Purnat. No, wrong. Because everybody says Purnat. Purnat Purna Mudachyate. All these swaras are anudatta, udatta, anudatta, udatta. No swarita at all. Om Purna Madhav Purna Medam Purnat Purna Mudachyate Purnasya Purnasya Purna Madhaya Purna Mevavasishyate. Finished. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om. Okay, now the Shanti also is different. Usually, Shanti, 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 Usually, Shanti, that Sham will be Udata Swara. then T will be anudatta. Shanti, shanti, shanti. That last, the first, the first shanti, second shanti, we have only anudatta, the T. In the first time when you say shanti, the T has anudatta swara. Second time when you say shanti, T has anudatta swara. The third time, the T has swarita swara. Shanti, shanti, shanti. This is how we have in all other shanti mantras. Isn't it? But here, it is different. Here, not ti. Sha has anudatta. Sha, not ti. Shanti, shanti, shanti. No udatta, no swarita at all. Only instead of ti, you have sha. Sha has anudatta. Usually other mantras, in all the shanti patas, the sound ti has anudatta swara, two shantis. The third shanti will have swarita. But it's only shanti mantra, the sha has the anudatta swara, ti has udatta. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Different shanti, okay? Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. No swarita yeniva. Okay. So please see that before next week, you all practice well, so you all can chant correctly. If you already learnt it, fine. If you have not yet learnt it, you can always learn. Please see, Veda mantra swaras are very important. Otherwise, the teacher will be blamed. If it happened, somebody happens to listen to you chanting, they will not say anything. They will say, you are a very good person. How much shraddha you have to make, so made effort to learn it. And if they happen to hear your chant, you make mistakes, it will reflect only upon the teacher. Okay? That is why I am very careful to tell you, see that you all learn correctly. No Vedanta student will ever be blamed. You know that? However you are, they will think that you have Shraddha, that's why you are making effort to study. You have not learned well because the teacher has not taught you correctly. That will be the impression. So please listen correctly, listen to the recording and see that you get the correct swaras. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. Okay, let us see the meaning of the Shanti Pata. So here, this Purnamadaha Purnamidam, if we take, first of all, Purnam Adaha Purnam Idam, sentence number one. Purnate Purnam Udachyate, sentence number two. Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnameva Avasishyate, sentence number three. So this mantra consists of three sentences. Purnamadaha Purnamidam, sentence number one. Purnat Purnam Udachyate, sentence number two. Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnameva Avasishyate, sentence number three. Then Shantihi comes. Therefore, let us see the first sentence. Let us take the first sentence and understand. Purnam adaha purnam idam. This is a sentence. This is a Mahavakyam. So, Purnam adaha purnam idam is a great declaration, a Mahavakyam. It's a statement of fact revealing the essential oneness of the individual and the total. It's a Mahavakyam. And it also reveals another fact. What is that? All that is there is only Brahman. Therefore, Jagat, what seems to be there, is Mithya. So, Brahman alone is Satyam. What is only Brahma. And the universe is Mithya. This fact also is revealed here. So, Purnam, we take what the Purna is a participle. No, Purayati is the verb. Purayati fills. And Purita is a participle. We have another word, Purna. Purna means filled. So, Purnam, if we take it here as a noun, Purnam. What does it mean, the word as a noun? It means infinite, limitless, complete, full. It also means it pervasive of everything. So, Purnam means infinite, limitless, all so pervasive. So, Shankara Bhagavatpada actually Sarvam Vyapnoti, Sarva Vyapakam Brahma. What he means it. Purnam. Purnam, according to him, means all pervasiveness. So, the reality, the absolute reality, which pervades everything, thereby which fills everything, and which is free from all limitations, which is of the nature of fullness, is implied by the term Purnam. Now, that is the word Purnam adaha, Purnam idam. So, the word idam is also there, adaha is also there. You have heard the word idam. Idam means third person singular pronoun, this, idam. So, Purnam idam means this is Purnam. This is limitless. This is infinite. And Purnam adaha. So, adaha actually means tad. Tad means what? Dakarantaha. Dakarantaha shabdaha. Tad shabdaha. Tad adaha means tad. Tad means that. Therefore, here, that is infinite. This is infinite. Idam purnam. This is infinite. Adaha purnam. That is infinite. This is what is the literal translation of the sentence. You cannot make it much better translation than this. Idam purnam. This is infinite. This is complete. This is infinite. This is limitless. Adaha purnam. That is infinite. That is complete. This is the literal translation of this first sentence. Therefore, if you take this tad, so tad means what? Adaha means tad. Tad means, tad stands for Ishwaraha, the macrocosmic being. The pronoun tad, meaning adaha, stands for macrocosmic being Ishwaraha. Therefore, tad pada artaha, tad pada shabdartaha, tad shabdartaha, tad padartaha, the meaning of the word tad is Purnaha, the limitless infinite. And what is Ishwaraha? So tad purnaha means, tad purnam means Ishwaraha purnaha. Okay, Ishwaraha purnaha. Ta adaha purnam means Ishwaraha purnaha. Because the word tad stands for, adaha stands for tad, and tad means the meaning of the word tad. The pronoun indicates Ishwara. Therefore, tad adaha purnam means tad purnam. Tad purnam means Ishwaraha purnaha. So the Lord is infinite. That is the literal meaning. Now, idam is also third person singular pronoun. Idam means this. So tad and idam both are third person singular pronouns. So tad means that, idam means this. And that stands for Ishwara, this stands for individual. So microcosmic being. Idam means this, and this indicates, this stands for jiva, jivaha. So idam shabdartha. What is the meaning of the word idam? Idam jivaha. So microcosmic being. So jiva, the microcosmic being, the individual is complete, infinite. Ishwara, the macrocosmic being, is complete, infinite. This is the meaning of the sentence, Purnam adaha, Purnam idam. Now, Ishwaraha is always, Ishwaraha being the macrocosmic being, the total. Total is always looked upon as the Karanam. And the individual is always looked upon as the Karyam. So individual Jiva, the microcosmic being, is Karyam. And Ishwara, the total macrocosmic being, is Karanam. Karanam and Karyam. Therefore, Idam Shabdaha refers to Jivatma, the microcosmic being, the Karyam. And tad shabda adaha stands for Ishwara, the macrocosmic being, the Karanam. This we know. And now, when you take this idam and tad, actually, in the, as I said already, it's a Mahavakyam, because there cannot be two infinites. Jiva is also infinite, Ishwara is also infinite, means it's a Mahavakyam. If we understand it from Aham Brahma Asmi, I am Atma Brahma, or Tattvamasi, you take any of these Mahavakyam, specifically Tattvamasi is very well-known Mahavakyam, because that is what is an equation. Tattvamasi is a Mahavakyam where Jivatma, the individual being, is equated to Paramatma, the macrocosmic being. So, if you take that Mahavakyam Tattvamasi, we have to remember, Tat stands for Ishwaraha, Tvam stands for Jivaha. And even though in that equation we understand, the Jivatma and Paramatma, the individual and the total, definitely different from each other. There's difference between the two. Therefore, we have two standpoints. One is Sopadhika Drishtihi, Nirupadhika Drishtihi. Sopadhika Drishtihi means from the standpoint of Upadhi. Upadhi means body, mind, sense complex. So the individual stands for Atma with Anatma and Anatma. Atma, the consciousness, and Anatma, the body, mind, sense complex, together is called what? Individual. So Atma plus Anatma together, we say Atma, the consciousness, Anatma, the body, mind, sense complex, together is individual, which is the literal Vachyartha, primary meaning of the word idam or tvam. Now, tat, if we say tat also, That we take, that is Ishvara, means what? Jagat. The consciousness with the Jagat is Tatpada Vachyartha. So in both, in Jiva and Ishvara, what is common in both of them is consciousness, but Upadhis are different. Two different Upadhis. Jiva Upadhi is simple body, mind, sense complex. Ishvara Upadhi is Jagat. With the Upadhi, you can say Sa Upadhi. Upadhi Sahitam means what? Sopadhikam. Better learn these technical expressions. We'll be using it later on. Sopadhikaha Jivaha. Sopadhikaha Ishvaraha. Sopadhikaha Jivaha. Sopadhikaha Ishvaraha means Ishvara with Upadhi, Ishvara Upadhi, consciousness with Ishvara Upadhi. That is Jagat is Ishvara. Consciousness with Jiva Upadhi is Jiva. So from the standpoint of Upadhi, Upadhi Drishtya, from the standpoint of Upadhis, there is difference between Jiva and Ishvara. Whereas from the standpoint of Nirupadhika Chaitanyam, from the standpoint of consciousness which is free from Upadhis, mind, now Jiva minus Upadhi is pure consciousness. Ishvara minus Upadhi, Jagadupadhi is pure consciousness. The consciousness is what? Nirupadhikam Chaitanyam. So, Sopadhikaha Jivaha, Sopadhikaha Ishvaraha. Then between these two, Jiva and Ishvara, from the standpoint of Upadhis, there is Bhedaha, there is difference. Whereas, from the standpoint of consciousness, which is free from Upadhis, what is it called? Nirupadhikam Chaitanyam. Very important to know these terms. Okay, we are really entering into proper study. Nirupadhikam Chaitanyam. From Nirupadhikam Chaitanyam, there is non-difference. From the standpoint of Upadhis, there is difference. So from the standpoint of Nirupadhika Chaitanyam, there is non-difference. From the standpoint of Sopadhika Drishtya Upadhis, there is difference. Therefore, when you say the first sentence, Purnam Adaha Purnam Idam, what does it mean? Purnam Adaha Purnam Idam? Simple. From the standpoint of Nirupadhika Chaitanyam, from the standpoint of consciousness without Upadhis, Jiva is also infinite. Ishvara is also infinite because Jiva and Ishvara are one. So Jiva and Ishvara are not different. So the first sentence reveals non-difference between Jivatma and Paramatma. The first sentence reveals the essential oneness of Jivatma and Paramatma because from which standpoint? Nirupadhika Chaitanyam, from the standpoint of the Upadhi free consciousness, the truth. Now, what next sentence? Purnat Purnamudachyate. So, you have understood the first sentence. So, with Upadhi is what? Vachyartha. Without Upadhi is Lakshyartha. Nirupadhikam is Lakshyartha. Sopadhika means Vachyartha. With the Upadhihi, it is Atma with Upadhihi is Sopadhikaha Jivaha. Atma minus Atma with Jagadupadhi is Ishwaraha. Atma with body, mind, and complex Upadhi is Jivaha. Atma minus Jagadupadhi, Atma minus in body, mind, and complex Upadhi is what? Chaitanyam, Brahma, one. That is Lakshyartha. Now, if you move on to the next sentence. So, first sentence is a Mahavakyam, finished. Move on to the next sentence. Purnat Purnamudachyate. Here we have to take what? Not Nirupadhikam. The first sentence we take the, we see the essential oneness of Jiva and Ishvara from the standpoint of nirupadikam chaitanyam, a consciousness free from upadis. So the lakshyartha standpoint, from the standpoint of lakshyartha, the implied meaning of idam and adaha, we see the non-difference. That's why it's a mahavakyam. But the next sentence, we don't take the lakshyartha, the vachyartha we have to take. Purnat purnamudachyate. There purnat, first purnam and second purnam, the two purnat, from purnam, purnam udachyate. Udachyate means is born, comes into existence, originates. Purnam udachyate means that jiva. Jiva originates from Ishvara. Purnat, that Purnat in fifth case stands for Ishvara. And Purnam Udachyate, the second Purnam stands for Jiva. Why? Because with Upadis, now we take it, in the second sentence we take the Purnam with Upadi. Sopadika Ishvarat. Purnat means Sopadika Ishvarat. Sopadikaha Jivaha Udachyate. That is the meaning. Is it clear? Purnat, fifth case. So, Purnat means Sopadika Ishvarat. Purnam Udachyate means Sopadikaha Jivaha Udachyate. Which means Purna Ishvarat. Purnaha Jivaha Udachyate means what? Sopadika Ishvarat. Sopadika Jivaha Udachyate. Only from the standpoint of Upadi, you can talk about one being born out of the other. Because when they remove, without the Upadis, there is no, what is only the truth. There you cannot say Purnam is born out of Purnam. Purnam, the very expression is wrong. Infinite is born, means wrong. Infinite cannot have birth, isn't it? It is very wrong sentence. Infinite means we should not talk about the birth. It's a wrong sentence. Therefore, Purnat Purnam Udachyate means Sopadika Ishvarat Sopadikaha Jivaha Udachyate. That is the meaning. Why? Sopadikaha Ishvara is Karana. Karana Rupaha, cause. And Sopadikaha Jivaha is Karya Rupaha. The Ishvara, the Atma with Atma, the consciousness with the Jagadupadi is Ishvara, is the total. And Jiva with Jiva Upadi, Atma, the consciousness with the Jiva Upadi is individual, therefore, fraction. Therefore, it is proper to say only from the standpoint of Ishvara, Jiva is born. And the Sopadika Ishvarat, Sopadikaha Jivaha Udachyate. From Ishvara, the Jiva comes into being. That is correct. But you have to add what? Upadi. Like what? Here you have to remember, example, Shastram is example given is, just as Mahakashat Ghatakashaha Yatha Udachyate, Yatha Mahakashat Ghatakashaha Udachyate, Tata Sopadika Ishvarat, Sopadikaha Jivaha Udachyate. Just as in the total space, pot space is born, so also from the infinite Lord, the Sopadika Ishvara, the Sopadika Jivaha comes into existence. What does it mean? Just as pot space is born from total space, Jiva is born out of Ishvara. Which means, it's made very clear, the space is not born, the origination of the pot, from the standpoint of the origination of this pot, we say pot space is as though born. Similarly, from the origination of the birth of the physical body of the individual, the Jiva is said to be born. Okay, really speaking, Jivaha and Ishvaraha, from the standpoint of the Nirupadikam consciousness, Nirupadika Chaitanyam, they're one and the same, non-different. But the difference is only from the standpoint of the upadis. Therefore, from the total upadi, the individual upadi comes into existence. It's exactly like what? Just as part space is born out of total space, means there's no total space, there's no part space, there's no birth of the part space, but still part space is said to be seemingly born because of the birth of the part. Similarly, bodies, from the standpoint of the birth of the body, the jiva is said to be born. This is the meaning of the second sentence. So first sentence, we should take the nirupadikam without the upadis. Second sentence, we should take the with the upadis. Otherwise, we will not get the meaning. Okay? It won't be correct. Purnat purnam udachyate. Now, we have the next sentence. Purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavasishyate. No, purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavasishyate. Purnasya purnam adaya purnameva avasishyate. Now, purnasya purnam adaya. Here we are not talking of taking the Ishvara at all. We are only taking the jiva here. Purnasya purnam adaya purnameva avasishyate. So from this jiva, the sopadika jivaha, please make a note. Purnat means from this sopadika jiva, purnam adaya. From the purnat, purnam adaya. If we remove adaya, taking away, adaya having taken away, having removed. Don't physically remove. Just it's for example, it is given. Purnat purnam adaya. If we take the consciousness aspect from jiva, purnat, from this jivaha, we remove the consciousness aspect, then what should be there? Purnameva avasishyate. Let me tell you, what is a jiva? The last sentence, purnat purnam avasishyate. Purnat means from jiva. Sopadika jivaha. Purnat is equal to sopadika jivaha. Sopadika jivat. Purnam adaya. If we remove the consciousness aspect. Sopadika jivaha means what? Atma, the consciousness, plus body, mind, sense complex is equal to sopadikaha jivaha. A jiva with upadi. Consciousness, atma, the consciousness, plus body, mind, sense complex is equal to sopadikaha jivaha. And in this jiva, from this jiva, what do you do? Take, remove only consciousness. Not physically. Intellectually, cognitively remove the consciousness. So, Atma. So, from Sopadika Jiva is what? Atma plus Anatma body mind sense complex is Sopadika Jivaha. From this Jiva, if you remove the consciousness part, Atma part, what should be there left behind? Mathematics. Okay, sopadika jiva minus consciousness is equal to what? Who is sopadika jivaha? Atma, the consciousness, plus body mentions complex is sopadika jivaha. From this jiva minus atma, the consciousness, what should be there? what should be left behind? You can turn it on, mic on and tell me the answer. Who's giving the answer?
Anathma.
Atma.
The body-mind complex.
I expected that answer from you. But Upanishad says, different answer. Purnate Purnam Adaya. After removing from Sopadika Jiva, if you remove the consciousness,
nothing remains.
What remains is consciousness. This is what is. The Swamis used to say this. It's the mathematics on the banks of Ganges. Okay, Ganga River Bank mathematics. But we feel like saying, isn't it? One should take the Purnatu Purnam Avasishya. Purnatu Purnam Adaya. Taking the consciousness Atma aspect from Sopadika Jiva, we all want to say there remains Anatma, body, mind, and complex. But Shastram says no. Purnameva Avasishyate. What remains is only consciousness Atma. Why? We are not physically removing anything. If you remove water from the wave, what will be there? This example is easy, isn't it? If you remove the water from the wave, what is wave? Water plus wave form a name is equal to wave. So wave minus water is what? Form a name? Do you want to say form a name?
No.
Similarly, we want to say that, but really speaking, it's called mithya. Anatma is mithya. So upadhi is mithya. Ishwara upadhi is mithya. Jiva upadhi is also mithya. Therefore, what is satyam? Atma, the reality, consciousness implied by the term atma, which is the only truth of Jiva and Ishvara. Without Jiva and Ishvara cannot exist at all. That Atma alone is Satyam. What about the Anatma? Anatma Upadhis are Mithya. Mithya means what? Mithya means non-substantial form and name. What does it mean? It is as good as non-existent. It is as though. So what is there? Is only Atma. Anatma is as though. Therefore, that is why I said already Purnat Purnam Udachyate means from this thought Sopadika Ishwaratu Sopadika Jivaha Udachyate means there is a seeming origination of Jiva from Ishwara. That's only from the standpoint of the Upadhi. Really speaking, if you remove the Purnat Purnam Adaya, if you remove the Atma aspect from the Sopadika Jiva, then Atma aspect alone remains. There is no Anatma. What does it mean? Anatma is Mithya. Mithya is as good as non-existent. Anatma is Mithya, Atma Satyam. So Jiva Upadhi is also Mithya. Ishwara Upadhi is also Mithya. What is Satyam is only Atma, the consciousness, which is the only truth of the entire universe and all the beings. Okay? This is the meaning, this is the simplest meaning of this Purnamadaha Purnamidam. The small tiny booklet we have, Pujya Swamiji's unfoldment of his Purnamadaha Purnamidam, I also explained very well in my Ishavasi Upanishad class. I also have explained it. If you want, it is there available on our website. Please go back and listen again. It's all right? But definitely when you're taking it, this is how you have to take it. The first opening sentence is a Mahavakyam. Then you see the oneness from the standpoint of Nirupa. The Atma, the Nirupadika Atma. Nirupadikaha Jivaha, Nirupadikaha means only Chaitanya. Don't say Atma, Jiva and all that. Know how to see the meaning of three sentences? Purnamadaha, Purnamidam. Jiva and individual, Ishvara, both are infinite. The standpoint of the truth, Atma. Because they're one, they're not two. Upadis are different. But it looks as though the individual is born out of the total. Because Karya Rupaha Jivaha, the Jiva, the seemingly different Jiva, the effect is originate. Jiva originates from Ishvara. It is correct to say. So from the Karna Rupaha Ishvaraha, Karya Rupaha Jivaha Udachyate. So from Sopadikaha Ishvaraha, Sopadikaha Jivaha Udachyate. This origination of Jiva from Ishvara, from the standpoint of Upadi, is like the part space being born out of the total space. Then you can understand definitely there's no real origination of the Jiva. Then if we cognitively, intellectually distinguish Atma from Anatma, Atma aspect from the Anatma aspect, cognitively, Purnat, Purnam Adaya. Purnat, Purnam Adaya, Purnameva Avasishyate. We remove cognitively, intellectually distinguish the Atma aspect from the Jiva, the individual, Atma aspect alone remains. Anatma aspect is not there, will not be there. It is mithya. This is the meaning of the Shantipataha. And please go and listen to the, say, unfoldment of the same mantra which I have given in the explained in my Ishavasya Upanishad class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. So here we understand that the Atma alone is Satyam, Sanatma is Mithya, means Jiva Upadi, Ishvara Upadi, both Upadis are definitely Mithya. So both Upadis are as good as non-existent. So there's a very important Upanishadic statement that Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivaha Brahmaiva Na Aparaha. This Jivatma, the essential, the truth of the individual Jivatma is another than Brahman, Paramatma only. In fact, there's no Paramatma or Jivatma, there's only Atma. Jagat is Mithya. So Brahma Satyam. The truth is Brahma, which is Satyam, which alone is real. Brahman is real. Jagat is as though. And Jiva is Brahma. Jiva is also. Jiva is another than Brahma. Jiva is Brahman only. This is the important Vedantic teaching that is given here in this Shantipataha. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahmaiva Na Aparaha. That fact is what is conveyed in this Shantipataha. So, if we cognitively delete, cognitively distinguish the consciousness from the Jiva Upadi, what remains is only consciousness. Then Upadi is not there really, because it does not have independent existence of its own. Therefore, it is not even considered to be existent. It is mithya. It is as good as the just the namarupa, non-substantial namarupa. Similarly, without the atma, the consciousness, the huge upadi jagat also is as good as non-existent mithya. Therefore, you have to say the whole jagat is mithya, including one's body, mind, and complex. The consciousness, atma alone, is satyam. So, atma alone is. Anatma is only appearance. Really speaking, anatma is not countable as a parallel reality. We can say it is mithya. It's as though real. Really speaking, there's no anatma at all. What is only atma. If at all you want to say, because I'm experiencing it, you can say it is as though real. It is not at all real. It is as good as non-existent. So all that is, there is only Brahma. That is the final lesson given by this Shanti Mantraha. Okay. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. So I'll do this class. I'll continue with Brihadaranyaka Upanishad next class.
Swamiji, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So, you know, we said Sobhadika Jiva minus Atma.
Yeah.
Is consciousness, right? So, you know, when you're teaching in other times, the jiva minus consciousness can't even exist, you know, in other places.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, which is true, isn't it? But
yeah. See, jivaha is another qualification title attributed to the only Atma. Only Atma is given the new title. There's no jivaha. So, Ishwaraha and Jivaha are two different titles attributed to the only reality, Brahma or Atma. Okay, the only reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness is implied by these terms, Atma or Brahma. So, this Atma or Brahman alone is given two different titles as what? Ishwaraha and Jivaha. So two qualifications are attributed to the only reality, Brahma, Atma. Why? From the standpoint of the upadhis associated with. The Atma, the consciousness, associated with the jiva, individual upadhi, body, mind, sense complex, is given the title Jivaha. The same Atma, the consciousness, identified with, associated with the Jagat Upadhi, is given the title Ishvara. It's exactly like kindergarten example is what? Water associated with the huge form is ocean. Water associated with the small form is wave. This is our pre-KG example. So, what is associated with? Otherwise, if you do not associate it with any form, Namarupa, water is just the water. There's neither wave nor ocean. Similarly, essentially, what is the truth, reality. And it is reality alone is implied by these terms Atma and Brahma, two important words. All Upanishads use only these two terms, Atma and Brahma. There again, there's no difference. Why two different terms again? Only in terms of the nature. Only in terms of the nature of the reality, the word Atma and the word Brahman are used. Because as the words implying the reality in terms of its given nature. So the reality in terms of its nature of limitlessness is implied with the term Brahma. The same reality in terms of its nature of all pervasiveness is implied with the term Atma. So same, no difference. But why do we say this then? What about other two words, Ishvara and Jiva, Paramatma and Jivatma? These terms are actually qualifications attributed to the same Atma, same Brahma, from the standpoint of the Upadis. So with the Upadi, Sa Upadi, Upadi Sahitam, means with the Upadi, Isopadhikaha Atma. Sopadikam Brahma, with the Upadi. So Sopadikam Brahma is said to be Ishwaraha and Jivaha. Nirupadikam Brahma, Nirupadikaha Atma is neither Jiva nor Ishwara. It's just the Atma. Is it clear?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Nirupadikam Brahma. Sopadikam Brahma. Nirupadikaha Atma. Sopadikaha Atma. So Nirupadikaha Atma, Nirupadikam Brahma is what? Pure consciousness without any Upadi is what? Atma or Brahma. Sopadikam Brahma, Sopadikaha Atma means with Upadis. So Sopadikam Brahma, Sopadikaha Atma alone is given two different titles as Ishwara and Jiva in keeping with the Upadi. Difference in Upadi. If you know Upadi means, Nirupadika means there's no difference. And Upadi, because Upadi does not have independent existence of its own, it is not even counted as a parallel reality. So it is said to be Mithya. Okay. So Purnat means a Purnam Adaha Purnam Idam means the Atma, the only reality, the Atma or Brahma, obtaining as the truth of the individual and the total, is one and the same infinite, is of the nature of infinitude. But Adam, Adaha Purnam, Idam Purnam, that is also infinite. This is also infinite. This Jiva is infinite. That Ishwara is infinite. From the standpoint of Sadvastu, reality. That is the, we see from the first line, the equation is made from the standpoint of the truth, Lakshyartha of Jiva and Ishwara. Second sentence, when one is said to be born from the other, and that, what does it mean? Purnat Purnam Udachyate means from Sopadikat Ishwarat Sopadikaha Jivaha Udachyate. Purnat Purnam Udachyate. So the, because the Sopadikaha Ishwara is Karana Rupaha, is like the, as though the cause, Jiva is as though the effect, is that they to be born. And that birth is also by what? Seeming as though Jiva is born from Ishwara. That is only from the standpoint of the Upadi, not from the standpoint of consciousness, Atma. That is why example is given. It is not my example. Shankaracharya gives this example. Ghatakashat, Mahakashat, Ghatakashra, Yatha Jayate. Just as part space is born out of total space, so Jiva is born out of Ishwara. Means you can make out. So part space is not born. It is seemingly born. So birth of the part alone is taken to be the birth of the part space. Similarly here, the birth of the body, origination of the body is taken to be the origination of the Jiva. Really speaking, Jiva is not born. That fact is also revealed as though born. And from this individual itself, what is every individual? Every individual is a combination of both Atma and Anatma. Not only every individual, everything in this universe is what? Mixture of both Atma and Anatma. Remove the Atma aspect of it. Physically, you cannot remove. It is Atma cannot be removed from everything. Achyuta cannot be removed from everything. So cognitively, intellectually, if we remove Atma from Anatma, what remains is only Atma. Purnat, Purna Jivat. Purnat means Sopadika Jivat. Purnam Adaya. Cognitively eliminate, removing, distinguishing the Atma. Then, Purnameva Avasishyate, Atma alone remains. But we all want, we have itching to say anatma remains. But anatma, we want to say that, we all say that, but anatma is not there. Why? Because anatma is not countable. It doesn't have independent existence. That's why from the wave or the ocean, we remove the water. What remains is form and name. We want to say, no. There's no form and name. It is not countable because it does not have independent existence of its own. It's only appearance of the water. Similarly, what is only Brahma. Mithya Jagat is also Upadhi. The Jagat Upadhi of Ishra is also Mithya. Jiva Upadhi is also Mithya. Individual body, mind, sense complex is Mithya. Similarly, the corresponding Samashti, the total is also Mithya. Mithya is not countable. So Satyam is one. Therefore, Jagat Mithya, there's no Mithya means what Jagat is not there. Only Brahman is there. What about Jiva? Jiva is Brahmaiva. Brahma Satyam, Jagat Mithya, Jivopi Brahmaiva Naparaha. This is the meaning of three sentences of the Shanti Pataha. Is it clear?
Thank you, Swamiji. It's good.
But with Vrihadaranyaka, we have beautiful lessons we will follow next week onwards. Next week I'll start, I think, next week I'll do then only do Navaratri 9 days. Yeah, we can do something in the morning. Yeah. Vrihadaranyaka class need not be stopped. Any other question? Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.